A study published on Wednesday by conservatives concerned about the death penalty found that from 2000 to 2012, the number of Republican state lawmakers sponsoring death penalty repeal bills hadn't risen above single digits. But in 2013, the number of Republican sponsors reached 20. Lobbyists like Urquhart, a former Utah lawmaker who served Washington County as a state senator, takes some credit for this increase and claims that it only takes him 3 minutes to change a person's mind about capital punishment.
Never have I seen people's opinions change as quickly as when I would lay out these facts. I'd go to them, I'd say, "You're in favor of the death penalty, right?" They would say, "Right." "Okay, give me 3 minutes." And so I'd lay out those facts, and at the end of those 3 minutes, they'd say, "Dang, I have to think about this." And then a majority of them voted to repeal the death penalty.
Urquhart says the death penalty is an issue because it's costing taxpayers more, turns prisoners into celebrities, and denies closure for victims' families. In 2016, Urquhart sponsored a bill that would eliminate the death penalty in Utah. But when it failed to pass, Urquhart decided to try a different approach to change Republican lawmakers' minds. As an alternative to the death penalty, Urquhart suggests to instead punish prisoners by sentencing them to life in prison.
Life imprisonment saves taxpayers money, provides swift and final justice, and condemns murderers to ignominious demise outside the public's gaze and attention.
Today, 30 Republican lawmakers representing 5 different states say they plan to sponsor legislation that would abolish the death penalty. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Shani Howard.